ओके हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो टुडे वी सी द क्वालिटी ऑफ कृष्णा हीरोइक सुप्रीम हीरो। ओके सो कृष्णा सो वील सी दिस सुप्रीम हीरो। Once Krishna and his friends, they went to play in Yamuna river, and then they drank water from Yamuna, and after some time they saw over there a big huge bird. It was like a heron, a huge bird, and it was actually Bakasur. Yeah, a demon had come in the form of Bakasur, huge bird. So they all got scared, and what did that bird do? He was jealous of Krishna. So what did he do? He came on the order of Kamsa. He came and swallowed Krishna because he had so huge beaks. So he swallowed Krishna. All the friends, you know, they thought, oh, they were worried now because Krishna has gone into the mouth of Bakasur. They all were worried. At that time, Bakasur had Krishna in his throat. Inside his throat, he had Krishna. After some time, what happened? He started feeling a burning sensation. His throat was burning. Why? Because of the effulgence coming out from Krishna's body. Effulgence means the shine. The shine, so it was so much this thing that it was, his throat was burning. The effulgence of Krishna was making Bakasur's throat to burn, so he spat Krishna out. And then still he didn't keep quiet, he started pinching him with his beaks. So long beaks, he started pinching him. And then Krishna, after some time, what did he do? With the help of his hands, he caught those two beaks and he bifurcated the both the beaks, his mouth that way. And this way he killed Bakasur. He was a small boy, but still Krishna killed this huge bird demon, Bakasur. Then this you must have heard of Putana, right? Putana and Bakasur, they were brother and sister of another demon called Agasur. So one day, this Agasur, as usual every day Krishna used to go to play with his friends, like how you all go. So one early morning he got up and he blowed his bugle horn. They have this horn that he blew to call all of his friends. And all of the friends came and they took thousands of calves. The cowherd boys, they were called Gopas. The friends of Krishna were called Gopas. They took care of the calves. Their fathers took care of the cows. So, all the boys, each of the boy was taking care of so many calves. So, there were thousands of calves. Like almost one boy used to care of almost thousands of calves. They all took all the calves and all the boys. They had their flute. Sit down, please sit down. Sit down. So they took calves, their flutes and all the things they required, and they were going to the forest with all the calves. At that time what happened? Some boys, they used to play such a way that one boy's tiffin box they will take. The first boy's tiffin box they will take. They will throw it to the second boy. And when the first boy will go to the second boy will throw it to the third boy. This way they would do pastimes. They would throw and ultimately that box will not reach the person. I mean, this way they would play. Some boys, what they would do? They would dance like peacocks. The peacocks will go, they will go dancing the way the peacocks dance. The same way they will go dancing behind the peacocks. Some boys, they would imitate the cuckoo's voice. Some boys, you know what they would do? The birds would fly high in the sky. You know, that shade will fall down. They would try to follow the birds. So like this, they were doing pastimes. And some boys, they would say, let us go and catch Krishna. Means Krishna would go so fussy, even if you see that picture. See how all the boys, you know, they'll come running behind Krishna. They'll say, I will go and touch Krishna first. No, I will go and touch Krishna first. So this way, the boys, you know, they wanted to play and they wanted to touch Krishna first. So like this, they all were very happily playing in Vrindavan. But there was this demon who could not see Krishna being happy. And that was Agasur. So what did Agasur do? He wanted to take revenge of his brother Bakasur and his sister Putana. So what he did? He had this Siddhi, Mahima Siddhi. And with that Siddhi, he expanded his body to become 8 minds. and his mouth like a huge mountain cave. He expanded his mouth like
That's
a mountain.
Snake.
Yeah, it is called Agasur. Huh? And Agasur's lips were at the, if it was in the ground, see the, imagine how big his mouth was. He opened his mouth like a mountain cave. He kept his, the underlips, the lips were on the ground. The upper lips were touching the sky. So big he had opened his mouth.
Ajgar.
Yeah, not Ajgar, snake, Agasur. Ajgar is crocodile. This is snake. I am not talking about alligator here. This is Agasur. It's a serpent. A serpent, that demon assumed the form of a serpent with his siddhis, that is mystic power, he assumed of that big form. So it is not e-form. Maybe it looks like an Ajgar, but it is not an Ajgar. It is a serpent. It's a snake. Agasur. So he opened his mouth so huge and his teeth were so big. Very huge, big teeth. And his tongue, it was like a big, heavy traffic way. So big his tongue was. So all the friends of Krishna, they came and saw, what is this? One thought it must be a playground. One thought, no, it must be something. But gradually they recognized that it may be a demon or it must be the serpent. But they thought, let us go and play inside. Anyway, even if we go and play, Krishna will protect us. So all the friends looking at Krishna clapping their hands, they all went. But actually the demigods, they were scared of Agasur. They drink Amrit. You know what is Amrit? Nectar. When you drink nectar, you will... Go in Kalashikar. Huh? Okay. Yeah. So he, what happened, he opened his mouth so huge and all the friends, they went inside Agasur's mouth. So, but all the demigods, they were scared of Agasur, although they were drinking nectar. But the Krishna's friends were never scared. They thought, oh, Krishna is there with us. So they all went inside, but Agasur was waiting, when will Krishna and Balaram come inside my mouth? But Krishna, he was worried for his friends. He thought, what is this, they are just going away like this. They are not knowing, because Krishna knew that he is a demon. And at that time, all the friends, they went inside the mouth. Agasur was just waiting for Krishna. The moment Krishna went inside the mouth, he closed his mouth. And all the demigods outside, they said, alas, alas, what will happen now? Krishna has gone into the mouth of this huge demon. They all were scared. Now Krishna heard that. Krishna doesn't like his devotees going into anxiety. So what did Krishna do? He started expanding his body. And what happened? Such a dirty smell was coming from this Agasur's mouth. That was the smell of his intestines. So dirty, fishy smell was coming. Just by that smell itself, all the boys, they felt unconscious. So Krishna, he went inside the body of Agasur. He started becoming so huge. He started expanding. He started expanding to such an extent that the life air of Agasur could not go out. There was no space. So it just blocked open the topmost part of his head and it went out. And this way Agasur was killed. Then Krishna, all the friends are unconscious. He just looked at them with a transcendental glance like this. Immediately they all got up. They got life back and they started playing with Krishna. And for almost a year, it became a playground for them. The mouth of Agasur became a playground every day they used to play inside his mouth. I mean, after he died. So this way Krishna killed Agasur, he killed Bakasur and Yaputana and then Trinavrata. So many demons. And there was one more demon who came in the form of a bull. He was Arishtasur. You know, he was the big bull. He was so big that the clouds would hover over him. So huge demon. He came and everyone got scared. Every woman, every man in Vrindavan, every child, everyone got scared. So one day Krishna came and told Arishtasur, why are you scaring all of them? You have enmity with me, you fight with me. Don't scare all these people. So what did Arishtasur do? He came running with his horns to kill Krishna. What did Krishna do? He caught hold of his horns and he tossed him away. Then after some, he fell down. So then when he fell down, after some time, what happened? He got tired. But still he got up and he came again running to Krishna. What did Krishna do? Again he caught hold of his horns and he threw him down. And after he threw him down, what happened? Not only that, he broke his horns now this time. He broke his horns and he kicked on his body. He kicked on his body so much so that full body he was kicking on the body of whom? Of Arishtasur. He was kicking so much so then this Arishtasur, he left his body. This is how Krishna killed these huge demons, whoever came to Vrindavan. So this is how he was killed.